Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Rachel. Hallelujah. Yes, good to see all of you once again. Hallelujah. Yes, the visitor who is here, you're welcome. I hope you'll be blessed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, we are going to continue talking about the faithfulness of God. All right? Talking about what? The faithfulness of God. And we shall especially use Israel, the nation of Israel, or the people of Israel, as an example of God's faithfulness. Hallelujah. And that is why this teaching is entitled The Faithfulness of God and Israel. Glory be to God. The main thing we are talking about is the faithfulness of God. God is faithful. Okay? And in the Bible, the best way to really see and understand the faithfulness of God is by doing, is by looking at the people of Israel, okay? Yes, past, present, and future. Glory be to God. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9, that this is Moses speaking, and he says that, therefore, know that the Lord your God, he is God. He is the faithful God who keeps covenant. Okay? Covenant, you can as well say word. Okay? Or promise. All right? So, Moses says that the Lord your God, he is God. Okay? And he's not just God, but he's also the faithful God who keeps covenant. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You see, the devil is also, anyway, there are other gods, all right? Okay, but there is this God, the God of Israel, all right, who is a faithful God. Other gods are not faithful, all right? You've heard of people who have been in Satanism, all right? They tell you that you make a deal with the devil, all right? But at a certain point, man, he what? He messes you up. Okay, because he's keeping his word is not in him. He's a liar, the Bible says. Okay, he's a liar, and he has been a liar from the beginning. Okay, John chapter 8, in fact, there's a version which says that when he speaks a lie, or when he speaks lies, okay, he's speaking his native language. Okay? Hallelujah. But this God, all right? Okay? The Lord our God. Okay? The God of Israel. Okay? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is a faithful God. He keeps his covenant. He keeps his word. He keeps his promises. Glory be to God. All right? This God told Jeremiah, okay, in chapter 1, verse 12, he told him that, I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. Okay? God watches to see his word, his promise, fulfilled. Glory be to God. There's another version which says that, I am watching over my word to perform it. Glory be to God. So when God gives you a word, when God gives you a promise, all right, he watches over that word that has come out of his mouth. He watches over it to perform it. He watches over it to fulfill it. Okay? And the reason why he does that is because by nature, he is a faithful God. Hallelujah. Amen? And that's what we want to remind ourselves, to encourage ourselves with, that our God is faithful. Okay, whatever he has told you, whatever he has told us, all right, he will bring it to pass. He will watch over that word to perform it. Glory be to God. Amen? And as I said, okay, we shall continue to look at Israel as an example of the faithfulness of God. Hallelujah. God gave two promises to the people of Israel. Okay? Promise number one is that the Israelites, okay, who you now call the Jews, okay, will always exist. Glory be to God. He gave the people of Israel the promise of their perpetual existence. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 35 says that, thus says the Lord, okay, who gives the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night. Verse 36, if those ordinances, meaning the sun, the moon, and the stars, okay, if they depart from before me, says the Lord, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me forever. Glory be to God. All right? If the sun and the moon and the stars cease to exist, okay, God says, then shall the seed of Israel, then shall the people of Israel also cease from being a nation before me forever. Okay? Glory be to God. Verse 37 says that, thus says the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and it cannot be, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, says the Lord. Okay? Hallelujah. So anyway, God is saying, as long as you see the sun, okay, or as long as the sun is in existence, as long as the moon is in existence, as long as the stars are in existence, okay, as long as no one can measure, okay, how far the heaven is from the earth, okay, or how deep, okay, the depth of the earth is, okay, then Israel shall always exist. Or the people of Israel will always do what? Exist. So God says that, I will not cast off the seed of Israel, okay, for all that they have done. Okay? Meaning that, yes, however, even if they do as much evil as they want, okay, I have made a promise. They will always be in existence. Glory be to God. Okay? Verse 37. Okay? He says that, as that last whatever, okay? He says that, I won't cast them off for anything that they do. Glory be to God. The truth of the matter is, the Jews, okay, the Israelites, over the years, okay, they haven't been up to their game. Hallelujah. But God is saying, I know that. And to this day, by the way, okay, if you are a Christian and you love the Jews, okay, also be sincere, okay, and understand that they are not a perfect people, okay, and in so many ways, they are more evil than you. Not all of them, but what? Some of them. But God says, still, okay, I will never cast them away. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? So that is promise number one. Israel, okay, the people of Israel shall forever exist. Glory be to God. Promise number two, okay, that is the promise of their eternal ownership of the land, okay, which we now know or we call the land of Israel. Okay? Their eternal ownership of that land. Glory be to God. A very small piece of land. Okay? God says, that is the one I have given to you. And I've given it to you forever. That is according to the Holy Scriptures. Glory be to God. Genesis chapter 13, from verse 14. The Bible says that, and the Lord said to Abram, before his name was changed to Abraham, okay? He said to him, after Lot had separated from him, okay? He told him that, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are. Northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I give to you and to your descendants forever. Glory be to God. Elsewhere, God gives the boundaries of that land, which Abraham saw. And God is like, I give it to you and to your descendants for how long? Forever. Glory be to God. I give it to you forever. To you and to your descendants forever. Okay? Now, Abraham had a son called Ishmael, and he had other sons by another woman. Okay? But the Bible says that that promise of the land, okay, went, okay, from Abraham, it went to one son. And that one son is Isaac. All right? Isaac was a salongo. He had two sons. Okay? Hallelujah. But the promise of that land, having it forever, went to one of the sons. And by the way, the younger one. Okay? Whose name was called Jacob. Okay? And his name is also called Israel. Glory be to God. So that means the land God promised to Abraham, okay, does not belong to Ishmael. It doesn't belong to the descendants of Ishmael. Okay? That land doesn't belong to the descendants of Esau. Okay? Those ones, God gave them some land in Jordan. Okay? Jordan borders Israel, I think in the south, isn't it? Okay, that's the land which God gave them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This land, okay, God gave it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Okay? And from Jacob, as you know, we get the 12 sons. Okay? And those are the ones who actually formed or who form the nation of Israel. Glory be to God. Psalm 35, verse 10, it says that, and God said to him, to who? Jacob. Okay? God said to him, your name is Jacob. Okay? Your name shall not be called Jacob anymore, but Israel shall be your name. So he called his name Israel. Okay? Now verse 12. Verse 12 says, so God continues to speak to Jacob or Israel and tells him that the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, I give to you. And to your descendants after you, I give this land. Okay? Genesis 35:9. I said something. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? So God says to Jacob that the land which I gave to Abraham, you remember, he gave it to him forever. Okay? Not for a period of time. He gave it to him for what? Forever. He says that land which I gave to Abraham, that land which I gave to your father, Isaac, okay, now I give to you and to your descendants forever. Okay? So God makes that promise, and because he has made a promise, he's going to watch over that promise to perform it, to fulfill it. because he's a faithful God. Glory be to God. And that is the same thing, by the way, he intends to do with you. That's the same thing he intends to do with whatever promise he gives you, either by prophecy or by a dream or by whichever way. Okay? God says that I will watch over that word to perform it. Glory be to God. All right? Now, you all know that in Genesis chapter 15, from verse 13, okay, God tells Abraham that a day is going to come when your descendants, okay, will be strangers in a foreign land. But after 400 years, they will come out of that land and come back to the land that I have given you. Glory be to God. And you all know from history that it happens. Okay? Glory be to God. Jacob had 12 sons. All right? Those boys, okay, sold their brother, the 11 or the 10, anyway, whichever number they were, okay, sold their brother, Joseph, to the Ishmaelites, okay, who takes him to Egypt, okay? And while he's in Egypt, after some number of years, he becomes what we call prime minister, okay, in the land. And a few years thereafter, a famine hits, okay, Egypt, and I guess the entire Middle East, okay? Then Jacob, who is in Canaan, in Israel, hears that there is food in Israel, rather in Egypt. So he sends his sons, okay, to gather food from there, okay? To cut a long story short, Joseph is reunited with his brothers, okay? And then he sends for his father. Okay? He sends for what? For his father. Okay? That come. Okay? Come to Egypt. You'll be taken care of. Glory be to God. All right? And that is exactly what happens. Glory be to God. So in that, God fulfills a word he gave to Abraham. Okay? That your people will be foreigners in a strange land. Glory be to God. Okay, so in mysterious ways, man, okay, a chap is sold, okay, to a foreign land, okay, and they all don't know that God is going to use that to bring to pass a promise. Glory be to God. Okay, so while they are there for, 430 years, do you know what 430 years is? Okay? The Americans rebelled against the British, or they declared their independence from the British in 1776. Okay? So we can as well say America became a nation around that time. That war took like 5 years. Okay? The Americans fought against what? British, all the British fought against the British because most of those Americans were what? British anyway. All right? So anyway, how many years, you can check from 1776 to 2023. How many years are those? 200 and what? 247. We haven't yet clocked what? 430. 247, 200 more years. Okay? Kids are born, kids die, kids are born, kids die. Okay? But all that time, God is watching over his word to perform it. You just imagine, okay, Uganda got independence in 62. Just imagine, around that time, God gives a promise to who? Which individual can I use? Obote or Amin? Who do you want to use as an example? None of them? Museveni was around also at that time. That time Museveni was 18, I think. Museveni was born in 44. Yeah? That's what he said. Oh, that's what he okay, so the Museveni, independence, 9th October, 62. Museveni was 18 years. That's 18 years, isn't it? All right, anyway, so, okay, who should we use anyway? Okay, your father. Eh? Eh? Obote. Okay, Obote. So just imagine in 62, God gives Obote a promise that a day will come when your descendants, okay? Okay, let's say when your countrymen, okay, Ugandans, will be strangers in a foreign land for 400 years. 400 years. Okay? 400. Then he said that after that they will come back. After 400 years. Anyway, you understand what I'm trying to say. Okay? But now 400 years, God is watching over his word to perform it. Okay? And you know the rest of the story. After those years, okay, 430 years, okay, God remembers. Not that he forgot, okay, but he's like, now the time has come. Okay, the years have elapsed, and now I have to get the descendants of Abraham, my friend, I have to get them out and take them back home. Glory be to God. And he used Moses, okay, along the way, Moses did some manyanga, okay? And Moses wasn't able to complete that work of taking the children of Israel from Egypt straight into the promised land. Glory be to God. But even if Moses does his manyanga, God has to fulfill a word he gave to what? To who? To Abraham. Glory be to God. And that should also let us know that in so many things, or in so many ways, we are not indispensable. Glory be to God. We are not what? As far as the plans of God are concerned. Okay? Moses, eh? Moses, this guy who saw the Lord face to face, God gave him an instruction and says that, you know, speak to the rock and water will gush out. Moses, because of his anger, okay, he what? Struck the rock, just as he had done at an earlier time under the instructions of God. Okay, so he struck the rock. Yes, water came out, but God wasn't happy. Okay, because Moses hadn't obeyed him, and he told him, you know what? You're not going to enter the land. Okay, you're not going to what? Enter land. Then he said, now, in fact, get that guy called Joshua. He's going to be your successor. He's the one who's going to do it. Hallelujah. Okay? And anoint him. Lay your hands on him. Okay? Okay? And Moses, he did that. But more than once, he pleaded with the Lord. He's like, okay, God, I'm not going to enter, yes, but please, let me see the land. Let me see the land. Okay? And God say, you know, you're not going to what? It ain't gonna happen. Glory be to God. Very sad story, eh? Okay, but these things again, okay, they remind you, man, you had better obey what God tells you to do. Glory be to God. You're not indispensable. Hallelujah. But the purposes of God and his plans will come to pass, okay, but you can be removed from the honor of working with God, the privilege of working with God, and he removes you and puts someone else. Glory be to God. All right? Hallelujah. So as that slide shows, which should be up there, okay, in 1200s, in the 1200s, okay, before the birth of Jesus, okay, the children of Abraham, okay, the Israelites return to the land. Okay? They return where? To the land. their land, the land which God promised them for how long? Forever. Glory be to God. They return to the land. Hallelujah. About 200 years later, Israel becomes a monarchy under Saul. Okay? And God didn't want Saul to become king. But you see, people ask for it. They clamored for a king. Give us a king. Give us a king. Why? So that we can be like other nations. Because other nations have kings. Okay? Give us a king. But God didn't want to give them a king at that time. Okay? A time was going to come when he would give them the right king. Glory be to God. In the meantime, he was their king. Hallelujah. Okay, but they're like, give us a king, give us a king, give us a king, man. Okay? You know that saying, pray until something happens. Okay? You had better use it well. You had better do what? Use that wise saying well. Okay? They prayed until something happened. And God, man, was angry. Okay, God wasn't happy. He told Samuel, go and tell them, okay, that they have rejected me as their king. So I'm going to give them a king. Okay? So, musave, okay, but please, as you pray, okay, also have the sense to hear God's opinion on a matter. You understand? You can push God, if I can say that, and God gives you what you're praying for. But then you might not like the consequences. Glory be to God. Hear God's side. Hallelujah. And yeah. For some things, God will say, my opinion is this. Okay? Then you tell God, but yeah, for me on this. Then you say, it doesn't matter. Let me give it to you. Okay? But if he tells you it matters, okay, better be what? And so Saul becomes king. Saul wasn't, hallelujah. All right? Then Saul also messes up, disobedience. Glory be to God. And God tells him that you're also out. God basically sacks him. All right? He sacks him and David, okay, becomes king. Glory be to God. All right? 70 years later, Israel splits into two. The nation of Israel, or the kingdom of Israel, splits into two. Why? Okay, go and read your Bibles. Okay, again, it was disobedience. Okay, Solomon, the son of David, had many wives who led him to worship foreign gods. And God wasn't happy with that. And said, because of what you have done, I'm going to split the nation. But I won't do it in your time. I'll do it in the time of your son, Rehoboam. Glory be to God. Okay? You should know these things. Amen? Glory be to God. Then in 722 AD, okay, a kingdom of Assyria, not Syria, but there was a kingdom of Assyria. Okay? It conquers the northern kingdom. And that northern kingdom was called Israel. Okay? They are conquered and they are expelled. They are expelled from the land which God promised them. They are expelled. Okay? They are expelled. And the Assyrians brought in foreigners in the land. Those are the people we read in the Bible called the Samaritans. Okay? That is how those guys used to do that. Okay? They what? They get you out of your land, then they bring foreigners. Okay? The Samaritans. You remember the good what? The Samaritan? Those were the chaps. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. That woman whom Jesus found at the well, you remember? Yeah. Brought in foreigners, okay? The children of Israel, most of them are expelled from the land because of what? Because of sin, okay? Then 586, the northern kingdom of Israel, which was called Judah, okay, is also conquered by another kingdom, okay, the kingdom of Babylon, which was a reigning power in those days. Assyria was a reigning power once upon a time. Then the Babylonians overtook them. Just like right now, you know. Once upon a time, it was the British. Okay? The British, man. They were the superpower. Okay? Then by the end of World War II, okay, it was the Americans. Glory be to God. So the Americans are, you know, okay? Glory be to God. All right? And so, Judah is exiled also. Okay? It is exiled. Okay? The chaps like Daniel, they went in that time. Glory be to God. 536. By that time, okay, the Persians have overthrown the Babylonians. Hallelujah. Now there's a kingdom of Persia. Okay? And I think Cyrus, I think, was the first king. Okay? He gives a decree that the Jews should go back to their home in accordance with a word God had given to Israel or to Judah by the mouth of Jeremiah. He told him that after 70 years, you will return. Glory be to God. After 70 years, you will return to the land. Glory be to God. 70 years. Okay? 70 what? So just, that is also a long time. Many Ugandans don't live to be what? 70. So just imagine a baby has been born now. Okay? And the promise comes that after 70 years, you return to the land. So that kid might never see the land. Huh? That kid might never see what? Hey, if the kid is, you know. But if the promise had been given to Sami Soke's father, had been given around the time of Sami Soke's father's birth, hey, Yandira be what? He will see that. Because your dad is 70, what? 72. My mother, I think, is, I don't know if her dates are what? But they might be like from 71. Anyway, but according to her, once upon a time, she had a certain birthday. Then a few years ago, apparently, she discovered, that was wrong. So apparently now today is what? Her 75th what? Birthday. And so she could also have seen the what? The land. So after 70 years, okay, Cyrus, king of Persia, decrees that the Jews, okay, should return home. Glory be to God. And I think that is a time, okay, it is when Judah is in captivity that the word Jews now comes up. Prior to that, that word is not there. They are called Israelites, okay? But that's why the word Jews, okay, the term, that's when it comes up, okay, why they are in exile, okay? And it comes from the name Judah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Next slide. So now, many hundreds of years after the return to the land, many years thereafter, hundreds of years after that, Jesus is born. Okay? They return to the land. Then many hundreds of years thereafter. Okay? Jesus is what? Born. Okay? About 70 years later, okay? The Jews, okay? Remember Jews? The Jews rebel against the reigning empire of that day. Because again, now Rome, okay, had overthrown the Greek, Greece, okay, which Greece had conquered the Persians. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? So, the Jews, okay? By this time, by the way, Jesus is back, is in heaven. Glory be to God. Jesus has gone. By the Jews revolt against what? The Romans. And many Jews are killed. Many are killed, but all of them cannot be killed. Why? Because God gave a promise. You always exist. Glory be to God. Okay? Then, about 60 years thereafter, the Jews again, okay, rebel against Roman rule. And now hundreds of thousands are killed. How many died in Rwanda? The genocide in Rwanda? Like 800,000? Eh? Any man, there were mob. Eh? It could, anyway. The Jews also, the figure that died was around, any hundreds of thousands were killed. But those are many people. Eh? Many what? People. Eh? And that's terrible. All right? However, not all of them could be killed. Because God is watching over his promise. Okay? The sun is still in existence. The moon is still in existence. The stars are still in existence. So the Jews are, you know, you can't kill all of them. Glory be to God. Okay? But understand that the devil tries. The devil what? The devil tries. Hallelujah. But he can't succeed. Okay? And that's the same thing with you, by the way. Okay? The devil tries to mess up the promises God has given you. Okay? But if you stand in faith, if you stand strong, okay, you see those words coming to pass. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? Fast track. Okay? Second World War. From 1939 to 45. Glory be to God. Okay? So, Second World War ends. Okay? A year after Museveni is born. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Huh? Glory be to God. Brother, do you know why he's called Museveni? Hmm? You should know these people. Who knows why he's called Museveni? Hmm? Okay? He's born at the time, okay, people, okay, soldiers. Eh? You remember the Second World War? Your soldiers, Ugandan soldiers, participated. Hmm? The British took them to fight. Hmm? Kaihura's father, I think, was one of them. Hmm? Isn't it, Mark? Kawat? Ukadi Ejes, what? People fought, man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hmm? Glory be to God. I wanted to throw in something which could make some of you angry. Glory be to God. Yeah. If your great-grandfather didn't participate, it could be the reason why your clan is what? But that's a joke. Hallelujah. And so, Museveni is born during that time when Ugandan soldiers are returning from the war. Okay? And the Ugandan soldiers were part of the 7th Battalion, which fought somewhere. Where was that? Wherever it was. The 7th what? So they used to call them Abaseveni, from the word seven. Glory be to God. That's how the guy is called Museveni. Hallelujah. You didn't know that? Ah, no. You should give me a seed. Glory be to God. That's why it's called Museveni. Glory be to God. So you can see this chap. Be careful the names you give your kids. Okay? Or maybe not be careful, but be led of God. Museveni's mother was born again. She was very saved, apparently. From what I very, very saved. Glory be to God. So it is evident that she was inspired. Glory be inspired. She didn't know, but maybe she likes those soldiers what, who have gone to fight for what, you know, eh? Okay? And she names the what? But the, I didn't plan to get into this stuff. But I'm also being like Museveni's mother. Okay? I'm just flowing. Glory be to God. And flowing is usually more what? Meaningful. Glory be to God. All right? So, yes, be inspired. Don't just go on the internet. Eh? Now, I'm not saying don't go to the internet to get names. Okay, go there. Eh? But as you do that, be inspired. Oh, pray. Glory be to God. Do what? Pray to God. God, what name should we give this child? Hallelujah. Amen? So, man, this guy is named after soldiers, a battalion. Okay? And man, okay? He tells his story, and those who grew up with him, you know, in Ankole, even in school, they say that, man, the guy was always a rebel man. Okay, not a rebel, but like always trying to what? To unsettle the status quo. Hmm? There's a man I heard of this year who said that, man, when the guy was saying he was in either Antare or primary, that man, the guy wanted to organize a strike. Okay? Either about any, there's something, high school. Wanted what? He was mobilizing with students, man, to rebel against the administration. Okay? Hallelujah. In high school, I think it was any some Christian youth staff. Okay? So they have a seminar, it was, in Mwiri. Okay? Busoga College, Mwiri. Okay? So Ontario School is also attending. Museveni is among them. And at that time, he says he's born again. Okay? So he attends this seminar, and these fellow Balokwale are like, it is evil to fight. To fight against what? Colonialists. Okay? Ian Smith is oppressing the Africans in Zimbabwe. And Museveni is like, yeah, Zimbabwe should fight. And this guy said, no. Okay? Fighting, okay, guns, what? Ah, you are a Christian. Christians are not supposed to do that. This guy said, you guys are joking. Okay? According to him, he says, that's when he left being born again. This is my, you, people are oppressing guys and say, you don't fight. Say, you guys are joking. He said that was his what? He disagreed with Balokwale and walked away from them. Okay? Finishes high school, goes to Tanzania. Why am I saying all these things? Glory. Anyway, you know the rest of why is in school in Tanzania, university. Okay? According to Mark Namanya, So according to him, there's no evidence that Museveni graduated. Not that it is not there, but according to Mark Namanya, oh, you've changed your position now. Yes or no? There's no evidence that this guy who graduated from Dar es Salaam University. Because during holidays, he was in Mozambique. Okay? There's a war in Mozambique. The Mozambicans are fighting against Portuguese. Museveni Gajasiva, learning military stuff. So he said, man, did this guy really what? Hey, anyway, you know the rest of the story. Okay? A soldier, and a great soldier, in my opinion. But the name was Kulondoring him. Glory be to God. Hey, but that mother was very inspired because she later got a son. Name the son Caleb. Do you remember Caleb in the Bible? Caleb is the one who was with Joshua after the death of Moses, who fought and conquered the land of Israel. Okay, a soldier, Caleb. Okay, Museveni's mother gave this boy another name. Do you know the name? Huh? Salim Saleh's real name is what? And what does it mean, Sam? He fought for me. Caleb, he fought for me. Hallelujah. Okay? And now, even people who are anti-Muslim, they acknowledge that man, Salim Saleh, or Caleb, in the bush, that the girl was very good. They acknowledge that. Okay? Some say, Muslim wasn't that good. In fact, for him, he was always in what? Sweetened, what? But anyway, all right? And so, that woman, man, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? How did we get to that? Hallelujah. Yeah? And at the end of the, during the Second World War, 6 million Jews are killed, by Hitler in Europe. 6 million Jews. Do you know what 6 million is? 6 million people. Those are too many. Killed. Because Hitler wants to get rid of all the Jews. Okay? But remember, thousands of years earlier, God had given a promise saying that these guys, Jews, Israelites, will always exist. So God watches over his word, and he ensures that not all Jews are killed. 6 million was two-thirds of the population of the Jews. Glory be to God. Two-thirds, 67% of the Jews are killed. Glory be to God. But not all of them are killed. Hallelujah. Amen. And in 1948, I was calculating, I was like, according to my mother, she was born in 48. In 48, the state of Israel is established. There is sympathy from the nations because of what had happened in the Holocaust. Sympathy, let them, get a place. Let them go back to the land which they say it is theirs. And hopefully they will be safe there, never to be killed again. So in 48, the state of Israel is what? Is established. And after that time, many Jews returned to Israel from wherever they were. Europe, Arabia, North Africa. They returned to the land. But most of them actually, and I think to this day, the majority of the Jews are not in Israel, I think. I think they're in the States. Yeah, I think the majority of the Jews are in the States today. Hallelujah. And a good number of them are stupid. They are what? They are anti what Israel is trying to do in the land. Maybe because Balimu comfort. You see, when you're in comfort, you can be silly, man. Their guys are suffering. Baliku ground. Baliku sight. Baliku ground. Olimu peace. So you're like, what Netanyahu is doing is evil. He should stop this. Man, Gualierim, California. Oliku beach. Baliku ground. Hallelujah. Anyway, yes, so Israel, 1948, 14th May, it is established as a what? As a Jewish nation, or as a nation. Glory be to God. And a few years ago, Netanyahu, he called it what? The Jewish state of Israel. That addition is very, very important. The Jewish state. That time it was just the state of Israel. But now when you add the Jewish state of Israel, that means a lot. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, this is not, as far as Israel is concerned, this is not the end of the story. There is coming another and final war against them, according to the scriptures. Hallelujah. And many of the Jews who know this don't even want to talk about it. Okay? But they know. According to the scriptures which they believe in, those who believe in the scriptures, especially the Old Testament, they are aware, they know that there's another war coming, another war against them. Glory be to God. Okay? But thank God, it will be the final one. And thereafter, Israel will forever possess the land. And they will never be exiled again. But it's going to be bad. It's going to be what? It is going to be bad. Bad, 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 bad. Glory be to God. But God is faithful. He will still watch over his word to perform it. Okay? He will preserve them, many of them. Many are going to die. Many are going to die, according to the scriptures. Okay? But the Bible talks about a remnant. Okay? A remnant will remain. Okay? And that remnant, of course, they will come back to the land. Anyway, it's going to be bad. Glory be to God. But thank God, it will be the final one. And Jews will forever live in the land that God gave them, and they're supposed to possess it for how long? Forever. Glory be to God. Okay? Ezekiel chapter 38. I didn't know that I would get here. Okay, but I have 30 minutes, man. Doing very well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. But remember, as we talk about all these things, okay, God is speaking to you. He's speaking to you saying that I will be faithful to my word. Glory be to God. Now, the difference between the promises God made to Israel and the promises he makes to us most of the time is that for Israel, as far as their existence and their possession of the land is concerned, okay? For it, it's a promise, but more than a promise, eh? It's an oath. God made an oath. Meaning that whatever happens, it cannot be what? It cannot be, like, it has to come to pass. That's why he says in what? Jeremiah, eh? He said that, you know, whatever they do or whatever they have done, I won't cast them, what? Okay? So now, that's the difference, eh? Okay, for us, okay, most of the promises, okay, as individuals, they are not oaths, okay? They are promises, okay? And that means you yourself can mess them up. Glory be to God. That's why, yes, God is watching over his word to perform it, the word he gave you, okay? But you have to do your part. Glory be to God. Don't mess yourself up. Glory be to God. Don't mess yourself up and then the promise didn't come to pass. Glory be to God. Walk with him. Be obedient. Hallelujah. And you will see his word fulfilled in your life. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, Ezekiel chapter 38. From verse 1. The Bible says, or verse 1 says that, now the word of the Lord came to me. Me is Ezekiel. The word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, set your face against Gog of the land of Magog. We studied this sometime this year, and I won't go back, but Gog is talking about the Antichrist. Okay? Gog is the what? The Antichrist. Who we know hasn't yet come, but is coming in the future. All right? So he says that, set your face against Gog of the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh. Okay? We went through this also. Now, some people say, yeah, now this Gog here, he's the Antichrist. And you see, the Bible is saying he's a prince of Rosh. Doesn't Rosh to you sound like Russia? And they say, this guy is coming from Russia. Russians are evil. Okay? And remember, these interpretations are made by Americans who are anti-Russia. So they will show you, man, have nothing to do with what? Russia. But that's not true. Glory be to God. You don't interpret the meaning of the word by how it sounds. Okay? Glory be to God. Now, other versions which realized a mistake that was made here. You see, Rosh, what does Rosh mean, Eden, in Hebrew? Rosh means head. Okay? Head. Chief. Headmaster. Rosh master. Yeah? You understand? Okay? So, other translations actually, or even in the New King James, in the imagine, okay, they will tell you that this should also, or should have been translated as, Son of man, set your face against Gog of the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech. You understand, eh? Eh? The head prince. The prince head Meshech. You see that, eh? You say, set your face against what? Okay? Gog of the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, prophesy against him saying this. Now, again, the Americans, they're the ones who say that Meshech sounds like Moscow. Meshech, Moscow. So you see, there's Rosh, Meshech, Russia, Moscow. So it's Russians. Okay? But that's not true. Glory be to God. In fact, this place, Magog and Meshech and Tubal, okay? They existed in what we now know as Turkey. The places were there. Okay? Places which were called that. They were in Turkey. They were not in what? Russia. Glory be to God. Amen? Like if, okay, 400 years later, when we return to the land from exile. Huh, you remember? There's a promise. You'll be a stranger. Okay? Then, Netukumao, when in Uganda. Our great, 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 what? Grandkids. They come back. Okay? Then they will study history, and they will say that that place which you now call whatever, which the Samaritans who came into the land, okay, which now they call what? Philadelphia. They will study and say, no, that place used to be called Unsimbiziwome. There's a place here in what? Bukoto, called Unsimbiziwome. They will study and say it used to be called Unsimbiziwome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those, by the way, I love inquiring what names of places, how they came to be. Glory be to God. Like Namugongo, Charlie Wajala. Charlie Wajala. Do you know how that name was? Charlie Wajala. There was a man called Wajala. A person called Wajala, that side. So during the killing of the martyrs, okay, remember, it happened that side. They were burnt in what? E. That's hence the word that man, Echari Wajala. What was in Wajala's area? That's how the word now, the name, Echari Wajala. Echari Wajala, man. Because my guys were burnt. Okay? Then Namugongo. Again, I understand that again it is related to the matters because they carried them on Kumugongo, on their backs. Okay, Namugongo. Glory be to God. Now, Mariam, please help me and find out how it comes to be. Glory be to God. Eh? Hallelujah. Eh. This, you know, names, they have meanings. They do. They have meaning. Eh? There's a place called Nakulabye. You know it? We stayed there years ago with my mom. Nakulabye. Okay? Nakulabye, I heard that. There was a kabaka who are the a wife. Anyway, so there were issues in the what? Family issues. Okay? So the wife, I think, if I remember the story right, okay? Yeah, was cheating with another man. Okay? Somewhere around there. Okay? And what? The kabaka was at Nakulavie. Because he was on a certain hill, was a, and that's how the word comes to be, Nakulavie. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Namiliango. And by the way, I thought about today. Namiliango. Do you know why? What? You're a fumbler. You started from Namiliango. Do you know the meaning behind Namiliango? They say that there was a very big shrine there. Okay? Many years ago, a big shrine which had a big door, a big entrance. Okay? Umuriango munene. Like Namiliango, like, you know, a mother entrance, like a big entrance to the shrine. You inquire about that. And that's when it comes to be called what? Namiliango. Okay? Miliango is like entrance, like front, Glory be to God. Hey, man, I've taught many things today. Glory be to God. I didn't know because I was like, I have a lot of stuff to read. I didn't know without. But now even I've taught extra what? Very important things, by the way. Very important what? But if you're planning to get kids, please inquire of the Lord. Don't just what? Hallelujah. So, Meshach, so, son of man, set your face against Gog, the Antichrist, of the land of Magog, a place in Turkey. The chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him and say, thus says the Lord God, behold, I'm against you, O Gog. Okay? Okay? The Antichrist, who, you know? Okay? The chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. Okay? I will turn you around, put hooks into your jaws, and lead you out with all your army, horses and horsemen, all splendidly clothed, a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, which is Iran, okay? Ethiopia, okay? Other versions will say Kush, which is, they say it is Sudan, and Libya are with them. All of them with shield and helmet. So that is basically now, it is talking about North Africa. Okay? North Africa is going to gang up with what? With Turkey. Okay? Okay? Then there's Goma, which is also in Turkey, not Russia. Okay, please tell those Americans, Eden. All right? Okay? And all these troops. The house of what? Togarma. Okay? Which is also in Turkey. Okay? From the far north. This is the thing that Americans like. From the far north, they say, you see, Russia is north of Israel. Okay? But mind you, Russia is not the only country north of Israel. You know, so even Turkey is north of Israel. Hallelujah. So, from the far north and all its troops, many people are with you. Okay? So, some people here say many people are with you could mean that there are other nations that will gang up with Turkey and Iran and North African states, which today, by the way, are predominantly anti-what? Israel. Okay? Okay, so anyway, they are with what? And it says that, prepare yourselves and be ready. You and all your companies that are gathered about you, and be a guard for them. After many days, you'll be visited in the latter years. In the what? The latter years. You will come into the land of those brought back from the sword and gathered from many people on the mountains of Israel, which had long been desolate. They were brought back out of the nations. And now all of them dwell safely. Okay? It is talking about these Jews that came from the nations after the Holocaust, after being, you know, mistreated in many nations. So now they have returned. Okay? But their return is not the end to their suffering. There's a final war that is coming. And this is the one God is what? Talking about. Okay? Which verse are we at? 9? Eh? 9. Okay. Then it says, you will ascend. Okay? The Antichrist and his armies. You will ascend, coming like a storm, covering the land like a cloud, you and all your troops and many peoples with you. Thus says the Lord God, on that day it shall come to pass that thoughts will arise in your mind and you make an evil plan. You will say, I'll go up against a land of unwalled villages. I'll go to a peaceful people who dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take plunder and to take booty, to stretch out your hand against the waste places that are again inhabited. Okay? Israel, before 48 or before 1920, was more or less empty. There were few people, it was villages, like it was, okay? Yeah. Okay? So, the Antichrist, thoughts will come in his head. Okay? He will gang up with nations, with other nations, and then they will go to attack Israel. Okay? Verse 14 therefore says that, therefore, son of man, prophesy and say to Gog, the Antichrist, thus says the Lord God, on that day when my people Israel dwell safely, will you not know it? Then you come from your place out of the far north, you and many peoples with you, all of them riding on horses, a great company and a mighty army. You will come against my people Israel like a cloud to cover the land. It will be in the latter days. Okay? The latter days, the end times, the last days. Okay? It will be in the latter days that I'll bring you against my land so that the nations may know, so that the nations may know me when I am hallowed in you, O Gog, before their eyes. Okay? Verse 18. Let's jump to verse 18. And it will come to pass at the same time when Gog comes against the land of Israel, says the Lord God, that my fury will show in my face. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath I have spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great earthquake. Okay? So Israel is invaded. Okay? It is invaded. They go to war. They fight. Many people die. Other scriptures will say that. Many people die. Okay? And just before they are finished, okay, God now intervenes. Glory be to God. He intervenes. And he intervenes, okay, first and foremost by what? An earthquake. Okay? He said that surely in that day there shall be a great earthquake in the land of Israel, so that the fish of the sea, the birds of the heavens, the beasts of the field, all creeping things that creep on the earth, and all men who are on the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. The mountains shall be thrown down, the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. I will call for a sword against Gog, a sword against the Antichrist, okay? Throughout all my mountains, okay? Mountains in Israel means hills, okay? Israel is a hilly place, okay? So I'll call for a sword against God throughout all my mountains, says the Lord God. Every man's sword will be against his brother. This is talking about the armies of the Antichrist, okay? They will turn their swords on each other, okay? Just like a dream Bruce had once, okay, which we have shared here, okay? He was asking God, this spring of tongues I'm doing, is it real? Basically forging. I'm forging. Okay? Then, that time, he had a dream. And in the dream, okay, you are praying in tongues. Eh? You are praying in tongues and what? And some guys were coming to attack you. Okay, some people were coming to attack him. And as you continue to pray in tongues, these people had come to attack him, turned against each other. Glory be to God. All right? And by that, number one, God was showing him that the tongues, okay, he wasn't sure of actually real. He was praying in tongues. Number two, the tongues were doing something he didn't know about. Okay? They were throwing the enemy's camp into confusion. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? So I advise you, please, if at one time hands were laid on you, no time can I'm forging. It's not real. Please don't fall for the lie of the enemy. Just continue speaking in tongues. Just continue do what? Continue speaking, continue praying in tongues. You don't let the devil tell you that you're forging. Because he wants you to stop so that he can hammer you properly. Glory be to God. He wants you to stop so that he can squeeze you in a corner and do what? Hammer you properly. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? So the armies of the Antichrist will turn against themselves. And it will be God doing that. Glory be to God. Okay? Which verse were we at? Okay? So let's go to the next one. 22. Okay? 22 says that, and I will bring him to judgment. I will bring the Antichrist to judgment with pestilence. Pestilence is disease and bloodshed. I will rain down on him and on his troops and on the many peoples who are with him, flooding rain, great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Hallelujah. Okay, now let's jump down to chapter 39, verse 4. It is still the same story, okay? So God says that you shall fall. Basically, it's talking about the Antichrist and his armies, okay? You shall fall upon the mountains of Israel, you and your troops and the peoples who are with you. I will give you to the birds of prey of every sort and to the beasts of the field to be devoured. Okay? Verse 9. Then those who dwell in the cities of Israel will go out. So this is at the end of the war. Okay? They will go out and set on fire and burn their weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows, the javelins and spears. They will make fires with them for 7 years. Okay? There's nowhere in Jewish history that says that this has ever happened. Meaning that it is yet in the future. It is in the latter days. Glory be to God. It is coming and it's going to be bad. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. Where are we? So go to verse 10. Then it says that the Israelites will not take wood from the fields, nor cut down any trees from the forest, because they will make fires with their weapons, and they will plunder those who plundered them, and pillage those who pillaged them, says the Lord God. Okay? It will come to pass in that day that I will give Gog a burial place there in Israel. The Antichrist is going to die in Israel. Glory be to God. He's going to die where? In Israel, not in Europe. Hallelujah. Not where. These Americans, how they have lied us with scripture. What? It is very clear, what? Okay, he's dying where? In Israel. Okay? I'll give Gog a burial place there in Israel, the valley of those who pass by the east of the sea, and it will obstruct travelers, because there they will bury Gog and his multitude. Therefore, they will call it the Valley of Hamon Gog. For 7 months, the house of Israel, seven what? There is nowhere in history that it says that Israel has ever, again proving that this is in there, it is coming. God is now saving Israel. For what reason? He made a promise. He has to watch over that word to perform it. Glory be to God. Okay? But now, during the war, remember, many Jews are going to be killed. Many will be exiled. Many, but we're talking about millions, according to the Bible. You read Zechariah. Many are going to die. Okay? And during that time, before the Lord comes to save them, okay, this is what they'll be saying. Isaiah 49 from verse 14. Okay? God says, but Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, and the Lord has forgotten me. Because things are bad. Okay? Then the Lord asks a question. He said, can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget. Women might forget their children. Stupid women. Okay? None of them is in this place. Okay? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. Who is you? You is Israel. You is Zion. That's why you hear that term, the Zionists. Okay? Then he says that, see, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Your sons shall make haste. Your destroyers and those who laid you waste shall go away from you. Okay? But remember, many of them will be killed on the mountains of Israel. Then he says, lift up your eyes. Look around and see. All these gather and come to you. As I live, says the Lord, you shall surely clothe yourselves with them. So it's talking about the children of Israel, okay? Israel will clothe itself with its people, okay, as an ornament, and bind them on you as a bride does. For your waste and desolate places and the land of your destruction, okay, which will happen during the war, okay, will even now be too small for the inhabitants, and those who swallowed you up will be far away. Okay? The children you will have after you have lost the others, okay? You remember, not all of them will be killed. There will remain a remnant because God will be watching over his word to perform it, that Jews always exist, okay? He said, the children you will have after you have lost the others will again say in your ears, the place is too small for me. Give me a place where I may dwell. Then you'll say in your heart, who has begotten this for me, since I have lost my children and I am desolate, a captive and wandering to and fro? Who has brought this up? There I was, left alone, but these, where were they? Thus says the Lord God, behold, I will lift up my hand in an oath to the nations and set up my standard for the peoples. They shall bring your sons in their arms. Okay? Those sons, those Israelites who were exiled. And also those who were in America, who had never returned back to Israel. So God is saying, behold, I will lift up my hand in an oath to the nations and set up my standard for the peoples. They shall bring your sons in their arms, and your daughters shall be carried on their shoulders. Glory be to God. Okay? Somewhere else he says, I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, and to the east, and to, then they will all return to their land. Glory be to God. And this will be in the latter days. Okay? And we are, and those latter days are knocking on the door. They're just around the corner. God will be faithful to his word. Glory be to God. To the oath he made to Israel. Hallelujah. Okay? And that is the same plan he has for the promises he gave you as an individual. Hallelujah.
Okay? Just make sure that they are from the Lord. That's why I love dreams, man. Okay? Dreams will kind of give you a confidence that, man, I didn't make up this thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Like that dream I had, okay? Okay? 2016, okay? I get a dream and a very young child, like 5 years old, who was a friend to Eden, okay? At that time, they're in the same school, okay? And this young child in a dream who comes to me and tells me that small thing which you have begun to build. All right? Remember, by that time, LAT, this church, is around 2 years old. Okay? So this girl who tells me in the dream that this small thing which you have begun to build, okay? She says that it is going to become the largest in the city. Glory be to God. A dream. She said that, basically she was talking LAT. She said that it is going to become the largest in the city. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Before that, honest, remember? That's what I told you last week. Honest, some girl, lady who was here, okay? LAT was less than a year old. So I finished the service. And then she comes to me. She's like, I am so and so. And this morning I had a dream. And in the dream I saw you. You had built a very tall building. And it had very many rooms. Okay? Many rooms. Okay? And I was in there with you. Then a man came in the house and told me, told Honest, that this is your house with Moses. All right? It is not complete, but it will be completed. Okay? And when it is completed, even Elvis Umbonye at that time, okay, will be staying on the top floor. And she said that building was so tall, it was like as tall as like Mapera House. Okay, this is less than a year, like of LAT. Okay, glory be to God. So I could, when I remember that dream, I could see that actually the dream of LAT becoming the largest in this city, okay, the promise, okay, actually came earlier before the dream of the little girl. Glory be to God. Okay. Now God had to watch over his word to perform it. God had to do what? Watch over his word to perform it. Just like he's watching over the word he gave you to perform it. Okay? So that was 2016. 2018 comes. Okay? And instead of LAT growing, man, there was a mass exodus. Hallelujah. And the question was, has the word of the Lord failed? Okay? Because if you're going to become the largest, okay, you should be going from 10 to 30 to 90 to 150 to 300. You understand? But the contrary happened. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, during that time, man, God is so good. Hallelujah. God is what? God is so good. If you continue walking with him, God is so good. The Exodus happened not because we did anything wrong, but because we spoke out against the evil that was what? Happening, you know, okay, in the church. Hallelujah. Elvis and, you know, and yeah. So during that time, man, like you are here in church today, you wouldn't be sure whether you're seeing your neighbor again. Because people are just, you know, you wouldn't be sure whether you're seeing your neighbor again. Because you'd be like, man, she's also going. Because Pastor Moses is going to be in the car. Tell her about it again. Right? That's in the car. About it again. Okay? Yeah, so, what happened? Yeah, God is good. During that time, remember, Sandra, okay? Sandra gets a dream. Ah, that dream came and it comforted people. Hooray. Sandra had a dream. And she says that we were upstairs here. We were very few, a handful. Okay? And she was going to get ready to lead the service. We were very few. Then for some reason, she goes downstairs, I think, to use the bathroom. And when she gets downstairs in the lobby, she meets many people there. Many people, isn't it? Many people are down there. Then, so she sees them, and she saw faces, worship faces, people who she knew from there. Then, anyway, she comes back to lead the service. And the service, what? It starts. Now, when it started, okay, at a certain point, she all of a sudden saw all the people who she had seen down, okay, in the lobby. She saw all of them coming up and filling up this place. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That is around 2018. Glory be to God. Okay? We haven't seen that happening yet. Now it is what? How many years? What? 5 years later. Glory be to God. But remember, our God is a faithful God. He's a what? He's a faithful God. He watches over his word to perform it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? So even after that dream, by the way, people kept what? People kept going. Hallelujah. But God, yeah, was so good to us. He paid the bills as he does every day. Okay? Then just this year, anyway, many dreams are, yeah. Glory be to God. Yes, during that time, there's a certain guy, he's a preacher, okay? He's my friend. I used to tell him that, Mbonye, into Yavudemu, into Yakadun Yavudemu. The guy loved Mbonye a lot. He said, no, what? I told him, I gave him all the evidence. Even you leave the dreams alone, but don't you see what these guys are doing, what they are saying, what they are writing? He refused. Then one day, he sent me a dream. Okay? He had a dream. Okay? And in this dream, he saw me. I had a shop. I had a what? I had a shop. And URA and Uganda National Bureau of Standards came to my shop to inspect my books of accounts and what I was selling. Okay? So URA looked at my books of accounts, the monies, and they were like, you're good. Glory be to God. Then Uganda National Bureau of Standards found fake goods in my shop. Basically fake what? Products, like fake soap. Like I can imagine, fake soap, fake toothpaste. Okay? And they were shutting down the what? The shop. Shutting down. So we're there negotiating with them not to shut it down. Meanwhile, villagers who gathered, at my shop. And they were like, Omulokole, I need to put him what? Omulokole. Alina, these fake things in his what? In his shop. Okay? Then URA was telling UNBS that since the books are okay, chill them. Okay? Then UNBS was like, okay, we shall not shut them down if they can only remove the fake products. Glory be to God. And we agreed on that. Hallelujah. And the fake products were removed, okay? And the shop remained open. Glory be to God. Those of you who are here in those days know what the dream meant. God was saying, the people who are living, he was basically describing them as fake. They're not genuine. They know the truth. They know what you're saying is true. They're not genuine. Okay? So their exiting is actually good for the continual existence of the church. And God also was saying, of course, that your humanities, the way you do this money thing, it's good. Glory be to God. Now that dream was also a comfort. So now we were not anxious when we saw people exiting, because we're like, yeah, okay, the people are not genuine. Have to exit so that we can remain. Glory be to God. Okay, this is 5 years ago. Hallelujah. God is watching all his word to perform it. Which word? The word that this church, hallelujah, and I will say it over and over, this church, you just watch, is going to become the largest in the city, because God said, hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. This year, was it in July or September? July, I think it was. And I was at home, I'm praying. I'm like, God, this growth of the church should have begun by now. So I'm asking God, what's up? I even wrote a list, man, Nenji Musomela, of all the dreams. And I put dates to them. Okay? This year, this month, this dream. You know, I'm like, God, you know, I haven't done anything wrong, in my opinion. So I asked him, is there something we haven't done that we should have done? Or is there something that we're doing that we're not doing that is preventing your promise from coming to pass? Then God spoke to my heart and he said that you are okay. Okay? 2 days later, Dennis Mujimba, who didn't know about my prayer, gets a dream. You remember? And he finds me outside my car, apparently because it had refused to run, no? The engine had jammed. I'm there. It's not moving. So Dennis, who comes to the car to help me, then the first thing he does is to look at the dashboard. So he looks there, and lo and behold, he realizes that the engine is running. Then he says, but Moses, this guy is okay. Okay, then I get into the car and I drive off. And as I drive off, Dennis hears the sound of the engine. And the engine sounds like that of a brand new car. Glory be to God. And by that dream, of course, as you know, God was saying, the car or the church, LAT, represented by the car, it is in perfect condition. Glory be to God. So God was saying, be easy. The ministry is in what? Good condition. Glory be to God. As in, there's nothing wrong you're doing. I'm watching over my word to perform it. Glory be to God. Then last week, you remember? I get a dream and I have a baby, and the doctor said that the baby is going to die in a few hours. Going to die. A beauty, you know, like she was like 6 months old. Going to die. A few hours. Then I held the child and I held her. I walked out and I knew these are the last moments I have with the child. Okay? Then all of a sudden, man, the baby like woke up, revived, okay? Faults to be put down, you know? We put her on her feet, and immediately we put her on her feet, like a miracle happens. And immediately, it is no longer a six-month-old child. It is a child of around 8 years. Eden. Like in the dream, all of a sudden, it's Eden. 8 years old. It is not a six-month-old child who was going to die. Glory be to God. And God said, that is LAT. The way you look, the way LAT looks in the natural, okay? It is, logically speaking, you understand? You are on the verge of what? Being off the scene. Hallelujah. And God said, but that is not going to happen. Glory be to God. He's like, a miracle is going to happen, and in an instant, you're going to come back to life, and then you miraculously grow. Remember, a 6 month old child, in an instant, turning into an 8 year old. God said, that's what I'm going to do. Why am I going to do that? Because I am watching over my word to perform it. The word I gave to LAT, I'm watching over it. Why? Because I'm a faithful God. Okay? And this that I'm sharing with you applies to all the promises God gave you. God is watching over those promises to perform them. Because he is what? Faithful. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.